Get it? The Burt Show.
We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about this candidate or that candidate or picking a side. We're trying to be a space where you guys can get rid of it all. But this morning, I thought, wow, I can't believe I'm about to use Kid Rock as the example for political acceptance when it comes to this election. Because that's really, I think everybody's nervous, like, if my candidate doesn't win, what's going to happen? And leave it to Kid Rock, who is really good friends with Eminem, who politically is very different from Kid Rock, and they live in the same city of Detroit. And Kid Rock puts this up on his Instagram or TikTok last night.
I love Eminem. We've been friends for many years. I don't agree with his politics, but I do give credit to him and people like Taylor Swift for standing up and not being afraid to be vocal for that in which they believe. Thinking differently and having the freedom to do so is what makes this country great. My stance is unequivocally MAGA, because I know in my heart, mind, body, and soul, that President Trump will make America great again.
All right, so he's got his political statement. He feels a certain way, right? But the point there is just that you can have friends that are voting differently than you. And when the election happens, if your candidate doesn't win, you can still be friends with those people. And it's a lesson from Kid Rock.
Who'd have thunk?
Who'd have thunk, right? All right, what are you mad about?
All right, I am mad about, I have heard, it's a story floating around that Michael Jackson beat up one of the greatest hip hop artists of all time.
With his fist. Like literally?
With his fist. Y'all don't believe this?
No.
Okay. So, Boo Capone, Shalor King, and a few other men in the music industry are standing by this story. Okay? And I'm going to let this guy explain the story, and then I'll go into why I believe it. This story started floating around on Twitter when this gentleman was being interviewed, and he told Trap X LA this.
Tupac comes out the party disrespecting, because these are like, shut up, come on, shut the fuck up and get in the car. Mike stepped to him. Yo, you can't talk to her like that. He was like, Mike, mind your fucking business. Mike was like, fuck no, that's like my niece. You ain't going to just talk to her like that. Michael Jackson, fucking Tupac start rumbling. Michael Jackson beat his ass.
He beat Tupac?
Michael Jackson beat up Tupac Shakur. That is what is being said. Now, I know, before you deny it, right, there's a couple things to consider here. Number one, Michael Jackson was considered to be gangster on the low. And a lot of people don't know this.
No.
I'm telling y'all something. All Michael right. Jackson has pictures with the Crips. Michael Jackson has a song called Blue Gangster. And everybody, including Chris Tucker and a ton of celebrities, will tell you, when they got behind the scenes and Michael Jackson wasn't in front of cameras, he was not the Michael Jackson we knew. And they don't think that this story is far-fetched from the truth. Another reason it could be true is because there was a time when Tupac was dating Quincy Jones's daughter. And Tupac and Quincy Jones had a bit of a beef. So it's rumored that Tupac was only dating Quincy Jones's daughter to get back at Quincy Jones. So he wasn't the nicest of guys to her, and everyone knew it. And that's Michael Jackson's niece. So it's at least at this point five people now saying that there literally was a time when Michael Jackson and Tupac Shakur came head to head and Michael put hands on him.
I believe it.
I kind of do too.
I believe it.
You're saying there are five people
five
that confirmed
people.
It.
One said he saw it with his own eyes.
If you had a stadium of 50,000 that have confirmed it, I'd still go, nope. I don't believe it.
Why do you think
it's
it can't
Tupac,
be true?
Man, Tupac. The street, as tough as they come, there's no way.
But he was also very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
Have you seen like old school videos of him in interviews? And
this is very unbelievable.
A lot of people said Tupac loved to portray the image that he portrayed, and he was very good at it. But you never really seen Tupac fight. You never know.
People are saying
that Tupac really wasn't that much of a fighter, but Michael Jackson was.
And Michael's like, Michael had the moves on stage, And I think the moves on stage can also... No, listen. You think he was just thrillering them to death? No.
He was moonwalking around, Pac? Like, just giving him
hands. Actually, yes. I feel like if you can move like that on a stage, if you have good dance feet, you have good fight feet.
I think so, too.
Because Muhammad Ali says, float like a butterfly,
had the feet work. You never seen Tupac's feet work.
I will never believe that Tupac got beat up by Michael Jackson. Now, I could see some kind of altercation where Tupac's like, I'm not putting my hands on Michael Jackson and letting it happen. But there's no way. I never believe it.
Think about it. If Michael Jackson approaches you to fight you, you probably don't even have your guard up, right? Just like you just said, Tupac probably was like, I'm not doing this. This is Michael Jackson. And right. Michael just boop, 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 boop.
I would never believe it. Who knows? Never in a million.
I don't know if it's true, but it's a good story.
Get it. The Bert Show.